You're listening to SBS News.
When you're mentioning a white guy, you never say this white guy, you say this guy. So why when you mention me?
The sound of a heated confrontation between Senegalese football player Demba Ba and a referee. Tuesday's UEFA Champions League clash between Turkish team Istanbul Başakşehir and French club Paris Saint-Germain had to be abandoned. Both teams walked off the field in protest after fourth official Sebastian Coltescu allegedly made a racist comment towards Pierre Webbo, the assistant coach of the Turkish side. Başakşehir head coach Okan Buruk says the Cameroonian staffer is heartbroken over the incident.
We know how much of a decent person and coach Webbo is. We're aware of how successful he is in his football career and his other works. He really is an excellent human being that shows respect to human values. We're really proud to be together with him, and I'm immensely proud that he is in my team.
Football governing body UEFA has promised to investigate, while Mr. Coltescu has signalled his intention to resign. When the game resumed a day later, both teams showed their solidarity by donning No to Racism shirts before taking a knee and raising their fists. Racism is an experience that hits close to home for many black Australian players. Socceroos winger Awa Mabil, the only Australian playing in the UEFA group stage this year, has often felt belittled for his background. The 25-year-old grew up in a Kenyan refugee camp after his family fled the war in South Sudan.
They can downgrade me to say, you know, he's a refugee, he's this or that. But at the end of the day, I'm just a human, and we're all human. And for me, I value my being rather than the title that some people put on me. Because I am Australian, I have Australian passport. I am South Sudanese, my parents are from South Sudan. So I am very proud of my roots. But in the middle, I'm called a refugee, aren't I?
Retired footballer and current chair of Professional Footballers Australia, Francis Awaratifi, says structural racism is an issue in the sport. He says black players struggle to move into positions of power, such as coaching and management. Mr. Awaratifi is urging football authorities to take real action against racial discrimination.
The employers have a responsibility to make sure that the rights of those players, that those human rights are respected. And where they're not respected, where there are breaches of those human rights, violations, that those players have access to an effective remedy to actually deal with the issue of racism in their workplace. And I'm not just talking about the abuse in stadiums, the anti-black abuse in stadiums. I'm also talking about addressing the issues of structural racism, which is rife in football.
Piara Power is the executive director of the Fair Network, an organisation that tackles discrimination in football and helps UEFA prosecute racist incidents. Mr. Power says players are fed up with inadequate measures to address racism and are taking matters into their own hands. He says the Başakşehir incident will give other footballers the courage to abandon games if they experience discrimination.
I think the signal that this sent out during the world's biggest club football competition in Paris, a very significant city against PSG, I think it's a significant moment. And there'll be many, many other players in a lot of other leagues who are watching and saw what happened. And also feel empowered that the next time they face abuse of any kind or feel discriminated, that they have the power to walk off.
French Sports Minister Roxana Maracineanu says she's proud of the players who walked off the field. Speaking to radio station France Info, the minister says she hopes it'll send a strong signal to football institutions.
Racism is not inherent to football. It's in our society, but football needs to be part of the battle against racism because it's public and gets heard. So it has an even bigger responsibility to be vocal about it, about our principles as French people and Republicans.
As for Socceroos star Mabil, he wants his experience to empower others.
I am here to inspire also the next generation, and my story can be used as an example for people to chase their dreams and to just continue to follow what they want to achieve.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.